Hello and welcome to the St. Dominic Media Podcast, where we strive to bring the power of the gospel to the world. This is our latest episode of Made for Glory, where we give answers to the questions that you have been asking about faith and life. If you enjoy this content, please subscribe to our podcast and leave a review. Thanks, and here's Made for Glory. Cataclysmic wars, rivers turning to blood, fire raining from the heavens. We're talking about the coming of the Lord at the end of time today on Made for Glory. The end of the world is something that fascinates people. There are movies, there are books, there are sermons that are preached about this all the time. And in Christianity, one of the things that's most important to us is our understanding that at the end of time, Jesus will come again. That's actually one of the things we focus on during the season of Advent is the coming of the Lord at the end of time. Now, many people have different opinions about what the Bible means when it says that. But one of the words I want to focus on today as we focus on the coming of Jesus at the end of time is the parousia. The parousia that sometimes people talk about, the rapture, people being snatched up into the air, which is kind of a recent addition to Christianity. It's not something that the early Christians believed in as it's taught today. It's not something that the medieval Christians or even the late modern Christians believed in. It's actually something from the past 100 years or so that people have begun speaking about the rapture, properly so-called. But the parousia, which is that catching up, that grasping, actually comes to us. Paul uses that term about we will be caught up in the air in this parousia to meet the Lord is actually a royal procession where we go out to meet the royal dignitary and then lead him back into our town, lead him into our homes, lead him into our city so that he can claim it. So when Paul talks about the coming of the Lord Jesus, the parousia, he's actually talking about Jesus coming into this world to claim this world definitively for himself. So the coming of the Lord at the end of time is when all of heaven and earth is claimed by our rightful King, King Jesus. So a lot of times when we get stuck in things about like, oh, what year is it going to happen and trying to interpret Revelation in terms of the end times, Revelation is actually unveiling what is happening right now. What is occurring in heaven. It is that heavenly worship, that heavenly, that cosmic battle that we are all participating in, that's going on with the angels and saints right now, and that will ultimately unfold in the triumph of the Lamb of God. So during this Advent season, as we celebrate the coming of Jesus at Christmas, the coming of Jesus in our own hearts, we also look forward with hope and with joy to the coming of Jesus at the end of time, when God will be King, King over heaven and King over the new restored earth. Thanks for listening to this episode of Made for Glory from the St. Dominic Media Podcast. Check us out online at stdominicmedia.com or our Facebook page or YouTube channel for more great content and support us on Patreon at patreon.com/madeforglory. We are so grateful to those who are partnering with us in this mission. We have some great content coming up, so make sure you subscribe to this podcast. And if you enjoy our programming, please leave a review. God bless.